in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, Doctor Who fans. Welcome back to the Doctor Who After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Talking about Season 5, Episode 7, Kill the Moon. I'm Matt Lieberman. Joining me as always, panels here. Liz Rishmawi is here.
Hey, guys.
Jesse Klein is here.
Hey, everyone.
And Mr. Steve Kaufman is here.
I am.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Steve Kaufman of the Gotham Podcast.
The Gotham Podcast.
Podcast.
Also Modern Family on Tuesdays.
Also Modern Family.
Occasionally wrestling.
Yeah. Nice. Well, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
I've also decided he might be somehow related to me because our eyes are way too similar.
Our eyes are incredibly similar.
There is something to that picture.
There's that picture from the pool party.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things I remember from the
pool
party.
So, this episode, I thought was a stunner. And a lot of people, everyone I've talked to has loved this episode. I want to know that holds true in this room.
Yeah.
Yes.
I liked it. I'm not exactly sure what themes it's trying to hit, but I thought overall it was a fun episode.
Yeah. And the ending had the feels and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely liked the ending.
Yeah.
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 Well, I appreciate a nice morality play, and I feel like it's something we don't get often under Moffat's leadership, where we often eschew linear storytelling in favor of something a little more different and clever and character-driven versus this was a very clear, okay, we've got a situation, it is a complex moral dilemma, and the Doctor is leaving it in the hands of humans, perhaps unfairly. And I think that's maybe the central question that we have to answer here as a panel.
Yeah.
Was the Doctor in the right when he left them to make this decision, or was it a step too far?
Well, it also felt a lot like a classic Who episode where it was like, I'll let humanity make its own decision, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's not any different than something he's done before.
Yeah.
But he's never outright left. He's said, I can't make this decision you have, I feel like, in the past. But
yeah.
This was far more pronounced, and also to endanger a child in the process.
Well, she's 30, right? She's
35.
No,
she's
35.
Yeah.
What?
No, she's not 35.
Well, she looks 35.
No.
Oh.
No, we're talking about the Courtney.
Yeah, I know. Doctor. The doctor.
I know.
Hey, people should know our Twitter handle.
That's true. Oh, yeah. If you're watching us live, you should live tweet us. My Twitter handle is at Matt Lieberman, MattLieberman.
And his phone is going to die soon, so that might be something important,
so don't tweet
too.
Me. Tweet these three people.
I'm Liz Rishmawi, and you can tweet me at Lizzie Maui. That's LizzyMawy.
I'm Jesse Klein. You can tweet me at JessKlein1, JessKlein, the number one.
And Steve Kaufman.
And I am Steve Kaufman. That's KaufMann. My phone's at 45%, so tweet it till it dies.
Okay.
All right, great.
So
I have a charger.
What?
Oh, sorry, yeah, you got that external battery.
I have a Samsung, so.
What's
so it just works perfectly, and you never have to worry about anything.
Well, it's broken. The front is broken.
All right, so the episode, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let's do phone chat for a few hours.
No!
Okay.
No, by the way, Mr. Lieberman, did you somehow mention to people that this might be getting canceled? Because somebody, Jenna at... Distant Dweller said, I scared there for a minute, especially after Leaves mentioned it was getting canceled.
So if there's any confusion, it's because I was also hosting a Doctor Who themed show on SourceFed Nerd that was recently canceled because for whatever reason, SourceFed fans don't watch Doctor Who, or they're waiting for the end of the season to just stream them all.
And maybe AfterBuzz TV panels and, you know, podcasts are better.
Are just kind of better for this purpose, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yes, don't mix up your fandoms, guys. Don't worry. AfterBuzz TV, the shows are still here, so.
Yes, it's not going anywhere.
And don't make Matt bite the hand that feeds either.
Yeah.
So, we open this episode with Clara talking to the doctor about Courtney and how ever since he said in the caretaker episode that she wasn't special, she's been causing all kinds of ruckus. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, just apologize. Just say that's not special. What you meant. Yeah, just lie. Yeah. Say that she's special.
Such millennials.
Well, you know, well, it's something that I think is very prevalent in our culture, is we were all raised to believe that we were special, or at least a great portion of people in our generation, younger people.
Yeah.
While that's maybe not necessarily true, to say that you have no importance is essentially to kill whatever drive a person has.
Yeah. Sure.
Not to mention, if we noticed from the episode prior, I believe it might have been this or the two episodes before, the one where we see her parents go to like a parent-teacher conference night.
That was the last one.
Yeah, it was the last one. Yeah. Okay, so the way her parents were sitting there like, so I hear she's doing better and this and this and that, they seem like... I almost feel like she's definitely an only child, and maybe she's got those type of parents that always like are badgering her to be the best in all she can be, telling her that she's probably special, but she hasn't really found her niche yet, so she's always, you know, acting out. And now, especially now, she meets this freaking like alien, and she wants to, you know, like, I must be special. No, you're still not special, even though you found the alien in the blue box. So it just, you know. It brings me back to when I was 15, man. I'll throw some stuff around.
Yeah. Well, although that, I found nothing more motivating than the realization of you're not special.
Yeah.
That you have to become, you know, you're the idea that you're nothing right now, which means the only way is up. Maybe that's just I'm a positive person.
Well, I mean, if we're pulling the camera back as far as we can, there's no such thing as being special. Everything's written in sand. It doesn't matter what you do here. You could be the most famous person on Earth. No one will remember you in a few million years.
Wow. It's true.
Hey, everyone. Let's enjoy our day.
Too long, didn't read. We are all dust motes in the grand ether.
We're just furry dust.
But, I mean, to the doctor, these people are all dust motes. I mean, they're humans. They're not just dust motes, but they hold no more significance one than another, at least to this doctor. Because, like, I mean, Tennant's doctor
was Earth was his jam.
And he would just expound at length about the potential of human beings. And when he met one that he admired, he'd go on and on about how great they were.
Yeah. Wasn't that the Christmas episode that he did that whole speech about the humans and everything like that?
I think he did it a few times. I'm remembering The Waters of Mars, where he expounded on meeting the captain, the lady who was in charge of the Mars mission, and how important she was.
You can just see Tennant just going like, "God, leave it to humans.
Humans are the human race.
Humans made these Converse. You see, these are great shoes. Great,
versus
stylish."
This, Capaldi would be more like, "The human race." Not a fan.
He does like humans, but he's not a hugging doctor.
I don't think he likes humans more than anybody else.
Matt, can I please have your, because you're a little fashion guru here, can I please have your input on Capaldi's polka dot shirt?
I thought
choice?
It was rad. So anyone awesome. Who says different can just go home.
No, I like the polka dots. I thought they were rad.
I thought it was a bold fashion choice.
Yeah, I really like this episode. I like that once we got to the moon, it felt very alien. It felt like, especially the spacesuits felt like an homage to the alien spacesuit with the lights coming like down on the face.
Yeah.
And like, you know, being in corridors and searching for creepy things.
Well, when you mentioned she found Henry, I think that was the name of the guy outside.
Yeah.
Could you come in, please, if you don't mind? Yeah. I was so polite. I was so British. But they found it, and you said it's like an homage to Silence in the Library.
Oh, yeah. The suits also, when you just see the skull inside, I was getting some Silence themes there.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. He pulls her into the TARDIS, Courtney, and rather than tell her that she's special, he's like, fine, you want to be special? How about you'll be the first woman to walk on the moon? Will that make you feel better? Good. We're terrible TARDISes.
Yeah, no.
We suck at being a TARDIS. And they land in 2049 on the moon in a recycled spacecraft loaded with nuclear weapons. Lucrative weapons.
Ooh.
And they're discovered by this crew that is there to detonate the moon because its gravity, it has grown in size, and its gravity has grown in size and has caused mass havoc across the planet. And the doctor demands to know why.
That whole scene was amazing.
Yeah.
Checking out the gravity. What is wrong with this yo-yo?
It's working.
It's working.
Yeah. Exactly. And I like when Capaldi snaps into action mode, there's something wrong here mode. It's his best mode.
Yeah, he was very action doctor today, especially, you know, jumping into the amniotic fluid.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. He was very much, which I think when he steps back, it shows kind of like it made a bigger impact because he was so action doctor. And then to just kind of step back and be like, you guys got to figure this out.
Yeah. And this was a new riff on the, you know, there are moments in time that can change that are liquid that
the
I
gray
can't
areas.
Affect.
Yeah.
But it's, no, there are moments in time I can change, but I won't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Humans have to do it.
Yeah.
I honestly, again, there's been so many of these scenes where we've seen the doctor go to, these big catastrophic, you know, events in time where he says, it's either a pinpoint, I can't touch it because it has to happen. And then, you know, and again, like we've mentioned before, is that he's been in these scenes before where he's like, I can't touch it, but he doesn't leave, that's the whole thing that kind of got to me. But at the same time, this is one of those predicaments where he couldn't just go and do something off in the distance. There's really either you press a button or you don't press a button. And all they would do is pester him for the next hour and a half until he finally said what it was. So I guess disappearing would probably be the only thing. Do your thing. Know that this is literally, I'm not going to tell you either if I'm still standing here. And I feel like Clara, she kind of wavered her trust in the doctor. He jumped into the amniotic fluid, and then the woman's like, well, is he going to come back? And she said, well, he said he would, so I guess he will. And then this time he left, and Courtney was like, but he's going to come back for us, right? And you could see that she didn't know. She was losing her faith and trust in the doctor at that point. So,
well, that's the third time he's just flat out abandoned her this season alone.
Yeah, and if we're taking the theme of it being that the doctor is kind of the father figure to Clara, then maybe it's like she's a teenager now, and so it's like when you realize your parents aren't superheroes, even though the doctor
and that
is
they aren't perfect,
literally a superhero.
Definitely not a perfect superhero, though.
But when you start realizing that your parents aren't perfect and that there are times when you have to take responsibility for things and you have to be the adult in situations...
She's had to be the adult this whole time.
That's true. But, this felt like a very active, I'm leaving it up to you. There's pizza in the oven. me and your mother, we're going to go out. We're going to go have a good time. Go to bed by 10.
Yeah.
By your mother, I mean the giant blue box that I fly inside.
Let's back it up, because I want to talk space spiders.
Let's talk space spiders.
Yeah.
Oh, he just did your accent.
Yeah, which are not spiders at all, but are technically microscopic bacteria.
Yeah, sure.
If you were to blow out, it's like macroscopic.
Yeah, they were macroscopic for sure.
But can I say how happy and amazing... Well, if we can back up a little bit, too. Why, again, was Courtney floating? It was mentioned by the doctor why she was floating in that scene for 2 seconds, but it happened so quick I couldn't catch it right away.
He said it was a shift in mass because they were, unstable molecules.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Is what he said, I believe.
Yeah.
And I was like,
That's fine. She grabbed the yo-yo. Everything was fine.
I don't want to really delve into the math of this episode.
Everything though, honestly though, I was so proud of her for just taking the spray and spraying it. It kills 99% of all germs. And I'm thinking, wow, smart move. And then I'm thinking, you know, if that was just a regular spider.
It wasn't a regular spider.
Well, this is but it was the only thing nearby, so she decided to spray it.
If that were a regular giant spider, it would
not
have died.
That were a regular giant moon-based spider creature.
But it also wouldn't have been hunting in, large packs and just going after humans willy-nilly.
Yeah. Also, who's ever heard of eight-legged arachnid bacteria? Honestly.
I just freaked out the
guys,
entire time.
Guys, let's parse out the facts of this episode and really figure out what was real and what wasn't.
Yeah.
Lady astronaut, I don't think
so. No, stop
it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Lady president. No.
All real.
All
the
real.
Most yeah. real elements of this episode.
Yeah, very real.
I loved the shots of all the spiders swarming out of the cracks in the moon. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
And I want to get into, do we think the doctor was right or wrong for leaving them there? I mean, granted, based on the ultimate result, after he finds out that it's an egg, and I love how excited he was that it was an egg, we get that question at the top of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if the moon wasn't there? What if that was something else? It was a new moon, or it was a projection or something, and we just did that to make ourselves feel better. And I feel like this is the second time this season where we've gotten kind of like...
history.
The Doctor... Oh, future history.
Yeah.
Where the Doctor kind of opens the door to a possibility.
Yeah.
And then we explore that possibility. And that's namely that we let the moon die, and the moon was always an egg.
Yeah.
And then that was the reason that we wound up going to space, because we've... Our approach to space and the space program has changed so dramatically since this show was created back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When space was all the rage. And now we've retired our last space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they even made a bit of a comment.
Well,
that took that scientist 10 years to get a shuttle to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to the moon.
The United States has retired its space shuttle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why it was Mexico up there.
Yeah.
That they,
yeah.
That the, you know.
By the way, is this the first appearance of Mexicans since the Aztecs?
It's entirely possible.
That's reasonable.
I thought it was interesting. I feel like the heavier themes of it, I love that there was a female president. I love that he was like three women in charge of whether or not they were going to kill a baby. It was a very pro-choice episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if it was necessarily like, I don't know how heavy they were trying to like push a pro-choice versus
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she did keep saying like, I think like twice, like, I'm not going to kill a baby.
Yes, which was one side of the argument. Like, I don't think it was necessarily an anti-abortion message.
Yeah,
I think it was much more. He gave three women.
Yeah.
The choice.
I like that he was giving three women the decision of whether or not to risk the planet for a new life. I like that. I like putting it in the hands of women, and I thought that was really super cool and progressive. It's kind of, if it is an abortion thing, or like a pro-life or pro-choice thing, it's kind of weird that the entire planet says, no, kill that baby.
that is kind of weird.
But it is 2049. I guess positions may have changed.
All the lights shut off.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of weird. It's also one of those things where it's, I thought, there are so many thoughts going through my head. I'm sorry.
Actually tweeted it. Yeah. Lynn Zieb. I'm sorry if I'm saying that totally wrong. Lynn Zieb, please talk about the abortion themes in this episode.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we've touched on that.
I think it was a bit of that. And I think it was a bit of like, is it worth living in the world if you know your existence is based off of murdering something else?
Mm.
Which is a really freaky question that gets brought up quite a bit in popular culture and all that kind of stuff. But like, would you accept your life if you knew that the reason why you were alive is that something else had to die?
Well, the sad
My
fact of life,
dreams.
The sad fact of life is, I don't think any of us would be here if someone hadn't died in
for sure
in the past.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure, but there's a difference between that and like an act of murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, based all that aside, because this is gonna, I mean, it's, first of all, I'm sorry, I keep on thinking when the moon actually did explode, I just kept on hearing the Pokemon like dun 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 dun, it's evolving, dun dun dun, dun, and then yeah, it did with Pokemon. Anyway, it's hatching.
That's fair.
But I just
abortion and Pokemon next.
Yeah.
On.
There you go. I just like lightening it up a bit. No, I think, like I said, I think it was really cool. I think I agree with everything you said. I just think that also, I mean, taking into consideration, again, he had to leave. It was their decision. I'm leaving up to three women of, you know, human race of, what did he say, womanhood or something? Didn't
he make a womanhood thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I think, I don't know. I would, as somebody who's very liberal minded and stuff, I'd like to think, yes, he was saying, you know what? It's up to you. It's your decision, really. Whatever the outcome is. You guys, I believe in you.
Mm. But then
but we learn.
If we can break that down even a little further, right? this is a man who knows. Like, imagine you were going to have a child, and there was a doctor who could tell you whether or not the child would grow up to be a good person or a bad person.
Sure.
Or let me make it even simpler. A doctor could tell you whether or not your child would grow up to one day murder someone.
Yeah.
And you had the option to know and be informed.
Yeah.
Whether or not that was going to happen, so you could decide whether or not you wanted that child to be born.
I'd rather not know.
But
yeah, me either.
Yeah. Also, Lauren Gallagher at Lauren Gallagher at one Lauren might have something tweeted something. There's a theory that Clara might be pregnant.
Whoa!
Well, they did mention in the episode, she's like, what if you have children down there, or grandchildren, and wouldn't you want their lives to go on? You don't want to just stop their lives from continuing?
Which I assumed was about her children that she knew she was going to have. Because
that's what I did too, but...
But if she's pregnant, then that adds a whole other dimension to what was happening
there. And that's all...
Might mention why she's getting a little bit more snippety right now. That'd be the hormones.
But that's also... We're also assuming that she does have children and grandchildren, and not that Danny Pink is just the master, and that's why he looks the exact same 100 Orson, years later.
Or Orson.
Yeah.
I like the episode. I like the themes. I'm not exactly sure what they landed on it. I think they kind of landed in the middle, because Clara was very focused on then sending the decision away from herself when she was given the decision whether or not...
she decided that it was a decision that should be everyone.
Yeah, all humans.
And then,
but then ultimately...
the humans.
When ultimately she still held her own morals above the popular vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's kind of saying it's that when there's a decision of this size, everyone should have a right to say something, and you should hear out everybody before you make it. But ultimately, you're the one who's going to have to live with it.
Yeah.
They're not the ones who are going to have to push a button.
Mm-mm.
They're just going to be sitting down there in fear or in joy or whatever.
Or die. And,
or die. And you're going to be the one who has to make that decision. So she took it into her own hands.
Yeah.
And then she even said, too, at the very end, yelling at him, like, I didn't know if I was going to press the button. Like, I didn't, you know, I freaked. Because he really didn't show until the very last second possible. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there was no way that, I mean, they could have just let it shut off. It could have exploded.
And that's the most heartbreaking thing is, like, tell me what you knew. Tell me how much you knew. You were going to let me, you could have let me make the wrong choice. You could have let me make the wrong choice. And I would have had to live with that for the rest of my life. How dare you? How dare you put me in that position and say it's for my own good? You don't know what's good for me. You know what's good for you.
Yeah. And you don't see anyone...
At the same time, if you take away the safety net, you allow someone to be free.
It's true, but that doesn't mean they're going to like you.
Yeah.
Well, this is the entire reason why Danny said at the end is like, you're mad if you still feel this way after all this is said and done. Like, even you really don't want anything to do with him anymore, then you'll feel that way when he doesn't have the ability to make you angry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you still feel the same way when you are angry, then tell him when you're calm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I feel that. I mean, if I was put in that position, I'd be incredibly pissed off. I would be very angry. But, I mean, thinking into rationality, too, it's like, this is a decision that humans did have to make. And, you know, could the doctor have guided them? Yes, because the doctor has altered a lot of parts of history. But if he knew that this was going to happen, that something of this had to happen in order for the humans to start reaching out into the ends of space, then he could have just made it a lot easier. But then it would have shortened the episode by 20 minutes. So, I mean... I don't think he did the wrong thing. I mean, I think he could have... This doctor is a little less about supporting and giving hints.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Steve.
I actually read the writer who... My notes are far away from here.
Yes.
The writer who wrote this episode, Peter something. Oh, you're waving at my notes.
I was waving at your notes, yeah.
It's a fan. It's air conditioning. Yes. It's hot in here.
He wrote this episode in 2011 for the Matt Smith Doctor.
Really?
And then he wound up... And then it just wound up not getting on the air till about now, and he feels that this doctor makes way more sense.
Yeah. It does, because I don't feel the Matt Smith doctor would have done that. And I actually have a Doctor Who fan, Doctor Who at 50. He said episode was definitely pro-choice, but not on abortion, more like, but on existence.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And then somebody else said, Justin Clark at G1X Writer, the episode may have been pro-choice, but the doctor made it very clear that life was the right answer.
Interesting. Yeah.
Doctor also made it the choice, maybe, that's like, this is not my decision at all. Peace out. I will be back. But again, yes, because he was very...
You can feel that it's a woman's right to choose and still have your opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that that's...
I mean,
I think
you could tell how happy he was about it, and he was like, this is a newfound life that'll never...
Clara, we're keeping it, Clara. Look how big it is,
we
Clara.
We have a baby space dragon.
It has your eyes.
Can it be that also the Loch Ness Monster?
That also apparently is, you know, sexually mature at birth.
Yeah. To just lay another egg.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, I don't know why it's the last of its species. It seems like it would be all over the universe.
Considering how fertile it is.
Yeah.
Well, it does take, like, eons for it to hatch.
A blink of an eye to the doctor.
Well, fine.
Or from the moon is way further away than it would be. I don't know the science, and we shouldn't get into the science.
Moon,
but...
tidal waves, and
go.
That one time in Bruce Almighty where he made the moon come close.
That could
and
have been
over
years
another country.
For that, yeah. That giant space dragon that to us looking at the moon could only be seconds.
Okay.
No, space and time.
No,
and
the moon is super close.
Is the moon really close?
The moon is like super close.
Yeah. It's like from here to Las Vegas. It's like right there.
It is.
Basically, yeah.
All right. Folks, real quick before we move on, I just want to quickly mention iTunes, as I do every week, because we need to. It's the truth. The best way that you can support AfterBuzz TV is to go to iTunes, rate and review the shows that you listen to or that you watch on YouTube. It's a quick, easy, free way for you to support us here. We put out over 80 hours of after show podcast content a week. It is the widest array, the most abundant source of after show content that you can find anywhere. And these reviews, they're how you communicate with us, let us know that we're giving you the show that you deserve, and it's how we get sponsors that keep our doors open and our lights on. It's how we get our guests. It's really, really, really helpful. You know, we're in the process of trying to secure a certain 10th doctor for the Broadchurch, or not Broadchurch, Grace Point after show. That's something that's in the offing. Having more ratings on all of our shows is going to help us secure great interviews like that. So please keep those coming. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. We're all going to want to be there on the day they do it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The sun is 8 light minutes away. So,
bro, that's just like a trip to the light mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about Earth being like, no, kill that stuff?
I thought
it was a very realistic reaction.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt as well.
It's very, like, especially in the point where he's like, humanity made the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it was kind of like, it wasn't said specifically, but the way the doctor said, yeah, humanity made its choice, but you, Clara. And it's like, if you look at... Humanity is actually kind of horrible in a way.
Yeah.
When you think about it, but we're at least...
Kind of?
Yeah, humanity is awful. If we're going to...
Individuals
all right, go down,
are amazing.
Yeah, individuals can be great, but humanity in of itself is awful. Like, there are so many horrible things. Just look, flip on CNN News right now and see what's going on in the world. And it's awful. And we always make choices in the end of... It's always a group of people benefiting. Who benefits from it best? Like, what is the outcome going
but
to be?
Mind right? you, this is a world that just experienced mass devastation from crazy tidal waves.
I read a study recently that tries to explain why big groups of people do terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
And its findings were that an individual person could only recognize 150 people as people. We can only register that many people in their life as an actual person with
I can see that because I have like over 600 people on Facebook and half the time I'm like, who the hell are you?
I know who they are, but like if they posted on Facebook.
Why do you know all the people on her Facebook?
Weird.
Wow.
I think every one of my Twitter followers is a human and I love them all.
At Jess Klein 1 on Twitter.
At Jess Klein 1 on Twitter.
mine too.
Yeah. I think
it's interesting. I think your point about CNN is kind of incorrect because they're only going to show terrible things.
Yes, that's like, what I said. There are good things.
I think there are a lot of good things. And I think it's an interesting theme to bring up that gets brought up a lot. And I don't know if I have an answer for it, but we already talked about it. Like, would it be worth it to keep existing if the way we existed was killing something else? I mean, we live in the United States. Mm-hmm. The reason why we exist is because... Our government
slaughtered Native Americans.
Our government paid the church to tell people that God wanted the Christians to go west.
Yep.
And then we killed all of the Native Americans. Like, that's the world we live in. Like, there's blood in all of our streets.
Yep.
Was that the right choice? Like,
I'm a blind Indian in Spain descent.
But here's the difference, right? If we're talking about just like pure hypothetical allegory.
Yeah.
Obviously, you wouldn't want your existence to be based on a murder. Mm-mm. But when you're in that situation and you're already existing,
yes.
Of course, humanity in mass numbers is going to say, I don't want to die because of something I don't know about.
Yeah.
Because of some alien.
And also, and the fact of the matter is they're saying, we don't know what could happen. We could die, or everything's going to be fine and we have this great thing. So again, can't really blame them for saying that because it's like, we don't know what that thing is. We've lived without it for this long.
Or most of them weren't watching TV at that exact moment.
Yeah, that's true. Most of them were in very asleep. Poor
and
countries
just
and didn't have electricity.
They just went to bed, turned their lights out. Had no
I feel
idea.
Like on
I was saying the theme, the show itself, I completely agree with the decision that was made. I was more reaching on the theme itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, in the show, yeah, everyone should have kept their lights off. I don't know what Claire was doing.
Maybe it was a little weak on theme, but what I did like, and what I think the doctor, the reason why he was so stunned that Clara was so upset, is because in his mind, he's saying, I entrusted you with the fate of the planet because I have that much faith that you would make the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless of a lack of details, I know you so well that I know you would make the right decision. That's why I left you there. Why are you upset?
Yeah.
And I made that girl feel special. She will never be not special for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And I now gave it's you what on you Tumblr. Wanted.
And the historian?
How do I know if it works? I'm not a historian.
don't post pictures of me.
My favorite line was, Tumblr, my grandma used to post things on Tumblr.
Or like when she's like, one small thing for a thingy, another enormous thing for a thingy thing, or whatever
she's,
it was.
And she's like,
so much for history.
So much for history.
Yeah.
I guess it was just more her just being upset that that much responsibility was placed on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, can we think of any other episodes where that much responsibility was placed on her? But I mean, for all of humanity, I guess, in putting her in that thing. But at the same time, we go back to Clara, who had to, like, chase after him throughout all of time and history and try to get his attention.
But that was the Matt Smith doctor. I don't think she's as in love with this one.
We're not in love with him, but at the same time, if we keep into consideration it's the same damn doctor, and she has been in situations like this before where she had to make a choice of some sort that was very large, this really shouldn't be the thing that does it, you know? That really, like, just peeves her off to the point where, like, I'm done with you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's had a lot of responsibility put on her. I think that's a lot of what this entire season has been, like, putting responsibility on Clara.
Mm-hmm.
The whole split between time thing, people talk about it a lot, how all of those were different versions of her.
Yeah.
Mm. But there's precedence in the Doctor Who universe where if other versions of you do things, you retain their memories.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. I'm guessing she doesn't have any of those memories because she would go insane.
Right.
She would be an insane person who has all
living
of time
a billion
and space,
lives
living
at
a
once.
Billion lives at one time.
Trey McDonald at Random Rails asked, switching topics, does anyone suspect that the Doctor will be affected by Clara's resignation, or will he remain the same?
Oh, no. He's going to be affected.
Of course.
It appears that next week is going to be
for switching topics.
Clara episode. Did you want to finish your point?
No. I was commenting on that.
It appears we have a Clara-free episode, and...
Yeah.
You know,
a
companionless doctor, though, is never a good thing.
He always gets into a lot of trouble.
Off the rails, and the next episode is on a train.
What?
And it's not on rails.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
At Jess Klein 1 on
Twitter. At Jess Klein 1 on Twitter. I love you all.
Yeah.
Actually, David Tennant was companionless, and he was on...
On Voyage of the Dance. On a boat.
Yeah. It was a boat.
Yeah. It was a ship.
He was
ship.
Also on ship. That bus ship. In Planet of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yes. A ship?
It's very important. I worked on a ship and I was yelled at every time when I called it a boat. It's a ship.
They are
what about a schooner?
No, Shut Schooner is like 100 feet.
That's a restaurant down in Long Beach with very good drinks.
Ooh. Ooh.
Schooner or later.
Next That's... Doctor Who podcast will be podcasted from the Schooner.
Schooner or later. no thanks. But
no thanks.
Yeah, but I want to talk. Does anyone else have thoughts on how the Doctor is going to be without Clara? I mean, I think
he's going to be fine. It's going to seem like he's fine.
If it's just for this one episode while he's just kind of letting, you know, because she's got his phone
giving
number.
Giving her space.
Giving her space or something. But I think this is going to be fun because we haven't had a episode with Capaldi by himself yet. We're just going to be able to see his zaniness and everything without the companion. But I think, like Matt said, in time, if this is something that's like
this will affect him.
Oh, it'll totally affect him. I mean,
yeah.
But I think the majority of this next episode, if he's going to just be the regular
like zombie.
I think he's
going to
be
mummies.
Overcompensating.
Yeah. Well, I think the question is like, what does Clara provide the Doctor that he doesn't have? Because with like Amy and the Doctor, it was like she reminded him to be part of humanity and like to have that adventure. So, like, to see this Doctor, like, what is Clara providing this Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
What's he missing when Clara isn't there?
Honestly,
someone to insult.
Well, that
someone to say is ugly.
Yeah, but he's missing his carer. He's missing somebody who can care and who can direct him, put him on the right path. And we have to remember, first episode of the season, Matt Smith, 11th Doctor, telling him, telling her that. He's going to need her because he's going to be more scared than he's ever been.
Yeah.
And he's putting up one hell of a front because he's so scared.
Yeah.
Because he's in a new set of generations. He has a purpose, but he has no way of achieving it. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
So I have to imagine that he's going to be overcompensating and maybe making some poor decisions because he doesn't want to admit how much it bothers him that she left.
And I think it's also really hurtful to him in a way because... You know, all these episodes, we've mentioned things like, what has Clara done for him in this episode? And we've checked in each episode, there's been something that she did teach him about how to, you know, not put your faith that something could be real without, you know, having dead set proof that it's real. And, you know, the thing with the Daleks and remembering that and all these things. And this was the episode where I feel like he put that on her. Like, believe that I believe you make the right choices because you're always giving me good advice. And she got mad at it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, this episode is going to be without that guidance, but it's kind of like when he tried to turn it into, well, because you always guide me in the right way, I knew you'd make the right choice. She's mad at it. And now it's, we got to go without that. Mm-hmm. So see how that affects him in turn.
I want to talk about the scene between Clara and Danny. Did anyone get a weird vibe from Danny Pink?
I turned to Liz because we were watching at the same time in the screening room. I turned to Liz and I was like, Danny's gonna die.
I looked at you and I was like, stop it.
I was like,
you were right about Courtney going on an adventure. Yeah. And I'm like really mad whenever you say something and it might be true.
I just feel like it's like being set up that like we all think that Claire is going to end up marrying Danny and having his child and like. They're going to have an amazing, like, grandchild who's going to go and be a time traveler. And it's like, there's going to be a lot of pathos if Danny dies.
It's true. But, we like him pretty immediately.
I like him a lot, and I think he's really good for Clara, and he provides all the stability for her.
Quick, can we go on IMDb and see how many, like, episodes he signed up for?
Here, Steve.
But, like, it's no secret that Clara's done at the end of this series.
Well, it's not confirmed.
Maybe.
Still a rumor.
Still
a rumor.
Still a rumor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then
yeah. So
mind.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
But
messing with our hearts.
Sorry. I thought this was a done deal.
There
especially
was
the way
Jenna
this
Coleman.
Is going.
Uh-uh.
There was that close up of him when he says, "You know, the day I quit the army."
Yeah.
Like when she's like, "How do you know all this? How do you know how I feel?"
Yeah.
And there was that close up, and he had a look on his face, and I'm like, "Master, he's the master,
no.
master."
I don't
know.
I don't know if he's
what
the master. I think he's like.
You?
I think. I don't know. Maybe Danny's a robot.
No,
I don't know.
Okay.
Like,
promise land.
I know it's Doctor Who, and anything. Can happen, but is it just me or is me seeing a man who is genuinely like cares about this girl and sees her very flustered and upset, and it was a soft, sweet, smiling sense of like, honey, it's gonna be okay. You're just
he's a Dalek.
Right
he's
now.
A Dalek. There's no way he could be possibly that happy for her or
I'm
not
surrounded
happy, helpful and sweet. And, yeah,
he's got to be the water woman.
I didn't read anything into it more than him caring very greatly about her and knowing it was like a half-hearted, like you care so much for this guy and, you know, and I care about you and I just want you to be okay. So here's my advice to you. That's all that was.
I agree with you.
That's all it was, Matt.
I agree with you.
It doesn't always have to be a Dalek or a master or something bad. It could just be someone caring about somebody.
Because it's a Cyberman.
This is the first episode that Matt hasn't read like some subtle gay things in to the episode.
At the end of the episode. No, or something sexual in general. Like that one time we were talking about mistress. He's like, yes, mistress, no mistress. I like that mistress. And then the other episode where he's talking about the doctor, the little John. Everyone, and was there something sexual about little John?
Everyone, tweet us with your least favorite Matt.
Or the episode where Matt thought that referred to the TARDIS as the fleshlights.
Every episode. That was pretty overt, and then it was just a row of fleshlights in the TARDIS console. That was not a stretch.
Somebody have my back here tweeting.
He's going to be alone. He's going to be on that TARDIS for a long time.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Anyway.
Guys, let's go. DVD, bring you back to me. That was weird.
Yeah. Well, he did that once before.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
It was really funny. I liked all the comedy moments in here as well.
Yeah, it was well placed. It wasn't something that really differed from. I mean, even the whole thing, like, come in if you don't mind. I'm like, really?
also, the TARDIS looked like it was a smaller set for the TARDIS,
yes.
And it like there was warmer lighting on it. All the books strewn everywhere. Yeah.
Because last episode, I felt it was huge.
It looked giant. Yeah.
And empty and sad.
I really like the way they're using the TARDIS as a character to show, like, the Doctor. This episode, he had two people in the TARDIS with him. Both of them
were three at one point.
It felt very lived in, and, like, he had some support. It was great.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, we're running low on time, so it's time for predictions.
Okay.
What? And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, we've been talking a little bit about what we think is going on with the Doctor next episode. What's going on for the rest of the season? We didn't see any Missy this week. Clara and the Doctor are apart, separated. Mm-hmm. We've got a mummy on the Orient Express.
Zombie Great. Mummy thing.
Yeah, I love that.
Orient Space Express. I think that the pictures Courtney posted on Tumblr will make her internet famous.
Great.
And she will then grow up from that point being special and grow up as like a public figure. And either she was either born in the US or they get rid of that rule and she becomes president.
Like the doctor predicted.
Cool.
Like the doctor said.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm curious less about what's going to happen next episode and more about where the doctor is going to be emotionally by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
What journey he's going to be taken on
next
and what
episode?
He does next. Yeah. Because in the next episode, he's going to be without Clara. I want to see him stumble. I want to see him stumble and have to fight his way back and realize that he needs a person with him. And also just sort of like Clara has been such a fundamental part of his ability to help people this season.
Yeah.
In every single episode that I'm very curious to see what he's like on his own. That chemistry is very ingrained to who he is, so I want to see who he is without her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that again, because this is the Doctor who you would because he's not all happy go lucky adventure raggedy man and don't hug me. Like I feel like he would be the Doctor who would go off into that path of I'm not meant to be with anybody. Like when Matt Smith did that after Amy and Rory, it was very kind of weird for him.
Yeah.
And with this Doctor, it seems like it would be more fitting to see him want to be a loner for a bit. But like Matt said, I really want him to. I want him to realize that, I mean, he needs that guidance. I want him, which is so out of character seemingly for him, but I want him to go and apologize to Clara. Like, I wonder if by the end of this episode, we're going to see him going to her, trying to say something or realize or, I mean,
I think we're going to see him at the end of this next episode, it's going to be clear that this devastated him.
Yeah.
That he's going to put up the biggest front.
Oh, yeah.
My prediction is that we've been mishearing Missy's name and it's Misty and she is a waitress at a diner in Little Rock, Arkansas.
She's a Pokemon trainer.
And she's a Pokemon trainer.
Product full circle.
Yep. All right. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. We will be back next week with an all new episode of the Doctor Who After Show. And check out Doctor Who Classics this Wednesday. Are any of you guys on it? I don't know what they're watching, but I'm sure it's going to be something great. Liz Rishmawi, where can the people find you?
Hey, guys. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lizzie Maui, LizzyMawy. You can also find me on Sunday nights here at AfterBuzz TV on the Sword Art Online panels. And right after that for The Legend of Korra Season 4. Sorry I missed yesterday, but I missed you guys. Catch me next week.
All right, Jesse Klein.
Yeah, you can find me at JessKlein1, JessKlein, the number one, on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me here, and I'll be doing The Flash tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Steve Kaufman.
And you guys can find me at Steve Kaufman. That's KaufMann. And in 1 hour, in probably this very room, I'll be doing the Gotham
this
After Show.
Room?
This yeah. very room.
Oh, all right. Thank Gotham. You guys so much. See you next week. Good night.
Woo!
That's like...
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!